Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vitamin deficiency and supplementation.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
You're going to learn a lot about vitamins and minerals, those that you need, how to know if, in fact, you're deficient. Like, how do you know? And should you assume that you're getting all of your vitamins and minerals if you're eating a balanced, healthy, clean diet? How do you figure that out? And if you are going to supplement, how do you know what you should be supplementing? And we'll take it even one step further. Also going to help you understand where to source your supplements, because not all supplements are created equal. But proper nutrient levels are essential. They're essential for balanced hormones, for weight loss, body composition, and every single function of your body. Unfortunately, most of us are deficient in more than a couple of the most essential vitamins and minerals. Now, the obvious reason is because not many of us are perfect. We don't always eat a perfectly balanced diet, a perfectly clean diet that takes from all the appropriate food groups. We're not always taking in all of the nutrients that we need each week. You know, most of us get into a habit where we eat the same thing day after day, week after week, and we don't even realize that we're missing an important vitamin or mineral. But let's just say, hypothetically, you were a perfectionist about the balanced meal plan you put together each week, and you diligently created a meal plan that had all the right amounts of each of the important food groups to be certain you were finding food sources that included all of the important vitamins and minerals. Could you then safely assume that you were sufficient in all vitamins and minerals? Well, unfortunately, no. And the reason why is gut permeability, also known as leaky gut. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you have gut permeability or leaky gut, which 80% of us do, there's a very high likelihood you are also deficient in very important vitamins and minerals, even if you are eating perfectly clean. Perhaps that is why it's estimated that 92% of Americans are deficient in at least one essential vitamin or mineral. Okay, let me share some crazy statistics from the USDA. In a recent survey, they reported that 37% of us are deficient in vitamin C. 40% of us are low on iron. 70% of us in the United States are deficient in vitamin E. And get this, 75% of us are deficient in zinc. Considering the state of fake foods, it's really not a surprise. And these depleted levels of nutrients can lead to life-threatening conditions. Like, it's not a joke. When our body is deficient in important vitamins and minerals, it has a very difficult time fighting off infection, disease, and hormone balance. So if like 70 to 80% of the population, you suffer from leaky gut, then there's a very high likelihood that your body isn't absorbing many of the healthy nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other things that you're consuming. You could be eating a clean diet or a well-balanced diet and doing, you know, everything right, everything like you're supposed to be doing. But if you have gut permeability, then those healthy vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and phytonutrients, well, they pass through the intestinal barrier without being absorbed properly. Essentially, we're wasting the important parts of our food, not entirely, but in part. And that's why when you follow the 131 method, the core of your activities, your lifestyle choices, and the food you eat should be centered around healing your gut. Do you understand why? Like, is this really making sense to you? Like, if we don't fix our gut, it's like bailing water out of a boat that's leaking, but there's still a hole in the bottom of the boat. It starts by repairing our gut. Now, based on countless experts that I've interviewed and researched, and the work that I've done with our team of registered dietitians, I can tell you this. The general consensus is that most of us could definitely benefit from proper supplementation. And I just have to tell you, until about 2 years ago, I was just anti-supplements. I all but refused to take supplements, even though I have to tell you, I've been offered very sizable endorsement deals regarding supplements. In the past, I always said, I don't know. I don't believe in them. I don't take them. I get it from my food. That's what I always said. And you know what? I thought I was getting the appropriate amount of vitamins and minerals from my food. I thought that taking supplements were a joke. It was an expensive way to get more money from us. Until I did my research.
We interrupt this broadcast to talk about your lady parts. Your boobs. Okay, so you guys are always asking me what bra I recommend, and the reason why I never respond is because I can't tell you what bra I wear because your boobs are different, right? And number one, and number two, I haven't had a bra that fits right, I don't think ever, I swear. Well, I have one that I used to love, but it's so worn out, it's ridiculous. So anyways, long story short, I'm listening to one of my favorite podcasters and she starts talking about this company where you can go to the website, you fill out this quiz, and they send her the perfect fitting bra. I'm like, what do I have to lose? So I go to the website, I fill out the questionnaire, and I order two bras. They show up, and one of them is like perfection, I can't even believe it. And the other one is like close, but it's just a little bit off in the straps. Then I get a text message the next day from their customer service department asking about my experience. I tell them how the one bra doesn't quite fit right. This wonderful customer service rep kind of goes through a series of questions for me and she's like, I recommend you try this one instead. They ship out the replacement bra, problem solved. And as always, when I find something that I use, that I love, that makes my life easier, I'm gonna tell you about it and I'm gonna try to get you a discount too. What's the company? It's called Third Love. And you get a 15% discount. Chalene Show listeners, all of y'all, get a 15% discount when you go to thirdlove.com/Chalene. And your lady parts will thank you. Because frankly, who wants to go to the mall to that very expensive place that we will keep a secret, wink, wink, and spend all this time in a dressing room? There's always a long line trying on bras and then buying one that's overpriced and taking it home and not having it fit anyways. Be smart about these things. There's a much better way to do this. You've got to try this company. All right, go to the website. It'll take you like 60 seconds or less. thirdlove.com/Chalene. And don't forget, you get 15% off when you do use that link. And you know, I only tell you about things that I personally use, I love, and I think you're going to love too.
Today, I know better. I had to open up my mind. I had to do some testing, I had to look at some credible research, and then do more research, and today I can tell you that supplementation is in fact very helpful, but not essential. What do I mean by that? I mean, you're going to survive even if you have vitamin deficiency. We see this in third world countries. We see this sometimes in our own neighborhoods, people who are eating just garbage and they're still surviving. But you don't just want to survive. You want to look and feel and be your best. You want to thrive. And to do this, you have to nourish your body on a cellular level. So for most of us, this means it's time to consider supplementation, even if it's temporary supplementation. So then the question is, how do you know which vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes you might be deficient in? And how can we be certain that the supplements that we're buying or taking are actually safe, that they're actually quality, that they actually work? The way to know with a degree of certainty is basically to have your blood tested. Now, most traditional physicians will check for the common ones like vitamin B, vitamin D, iron, and zinc. But you're probably going to have to ask them to order those tests for you. And of course, I think it goes without saying, but you need to check with your healthcare provider to see if, in fact, the cost of those tests are covered in advance before you have them ordered. Personally, I'm a really big fan of working with a physician who specializes in functional or integrative medicine, or maybe even a registered dietitian with a background in integrative health. But it's important to know, and you know, frankly, it's sad to say,
Most insurance policies don't cover integrative medicine. In fact, most insurance policies don't cover anything related to health. It's all about when you're sick. Nonetheless, I highly encourage you to find a functional or an integrative doctor, or even a functional or integrative registered dietitian who can help order this blood work for you if you find that your own general practitioner won't do that for you. Or you could order your own lab tests and results. However, you've got to keep in mind that once you get the results back, what do you do with them? You'll probably still need to see an expert to help you interpret those results. I personally think it's a better investment to find a qualified integrative healthcare professional who can often order these tests for you at a discounted rate. They can then interpret your results and make quality supplementation recommendations and monitor your progress. The assistance of a qualified and trained integrative medical professional is costly, and in many cases, it's cost prohibitive because it's not covered by insurance. What do you do if you want to get healthy? You want to have that guidance, but it's not in the budget. Well, don't get discouraged. I'm going to help you do as much of the investigative work yourself first. So, what's your first step if testing is just not in the budget right now? Well, there are several vitamins and minerals that most of us could just benefit from daily supplementation. And the list I'm about to share with you doesn't mean that you have to take these or that you should supplement all of these. Rather, that these are the vitamins and minerals that most of us tend to be deficient in. If you haven't already, I would say to put me on pause and grab a pen and a piece of paper, because this is going to be very helpful. I'm telling you, sometimes just getting the right nutrients, making sure that you're supplementing those things that are lacking in your diet, which again, most of us are lacking in, that alone makes a huge difference for weight loss and the way that you feel and the way that your muscles develop and your metabolism and hormones. It's kind of crazy. So pen and a piece of paper, here we go. First is vitamin D. Across the board, that one is going to have a pretty important impact on weight loss. And some studies suggest that vitamin D supplementation is a wonderful way to improve thyroid function. Next is fish oil or omega-3s, vitamin E, vitamin K, of course, as you heard earlier, zinc and iron, vitamin B, so important for energy, magnesium, essential for sleep, digestion, glucosamine, CoQ10, vitamin C, calcium, folate, and probiotics. I know that sounds like a really long list, and if you're like me, you can probably just picture a counter lined up with supplements. And I don't want you to turn to pills. I don't. I want you to start with a healthy diet. But I had a healthy diet. And before I realized that I also was suffering from leaky gut, I didn't know that I was deficient in almost every one of the nutrients that I just listed. But when I first began this journey, I was taking a lot of supplements because I was deficient in all those areas. And I immediately started to feel better. I used my symptoms to decide which supplements I could cut back on or stop taking. And then eventually I would retest my blood work about every 6 months to see, all right, how am I doing? Is my gut beginning to heal? Am I seeing a difference in the nutrients that I'm now sufficient in? And today I can tell you I take far fewer supplements, but I still do take daily supplements. Hey, okay, so I've got something I have to tell you about. This is legit. This is a company that when I first started using this app, I'm like, this is so amazing. I need to tell my lifers about this. But I had Brett reach out to the company and see if we could first get a discount. If I'm going to tell you guys about this kind of stuff, it's like, I know you guys are going to love it, but I also want to hook you up. So write this down. Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, blinkist.com/Shalene. What is it? All right. So you know I'm always talking about the books that I read. Well, sometimes I listen to them on Audible, and sometimes I listen to them on Blinkist. What's the difference? Well, Blinkist is an app that gives you kind of like the cliff notes, like a summary, but it's better than just an Audible version of it. You can actually read the summary of the book. It's like all the best takeaways. So the only thing you might miss is some of the stories, right? But the best takeaways are boiled down for you, so you can get through so many more books this way. It has changed the way that I consume my knowledge, and it's especially helpful for personal development type books. So there's a book that I would love for you to download and experience on Blinkist. It's called Digital Minimalism, and it's by Cal Newport. This is such a great book, and the reason why I want you to listen to it is because I want to do an episode about this book, and I want us all to take part in a detox, but not exactly like the one that's in the book, one that I think is kind of like a nice starter detox when it comes to social media and the distraction that our phones create. In fact, many of the books that I recommended in the episode I did where I talked about my top favorite books, including Never Split the Difference. That's that book I was telling you guys about that totally helped me figure out how to negotiate my way into and out of anything. Like, this is a killer resource. Whether you've got kids or you're negotiating for things at work, you definitely want to listen to Never Split the Difference. So when you go to Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/Shalene, they're going to give you your first 7 days free. It's really affordable if you decide to keep it. If not, you can cancel. But your first 7 days are free because you are a lifer. And I really appreciate them doing that for my listeners. Okay, again, the book that I would love for you to listen to is called Digital Minimalism, because we will follow up with an episode on how we are going to detox together. I've got a little challenge planned for us. And I would also love to talk about that book inside our pod squad. All right, that's it for now. Back to the show. I share my personal story with you just as a point of reference. I don't want you to use that to guide your own decisions. This does not replace medical advice, nor is a program qualified to give you advice on what supplements you should be taking. That's a decision that you should make, and only after you've done a sufficient amount of research. As much as I would love to offer you my advice, you must understand this does not constitute or replace medical advice. We are engaged in the study of one. That decision and how you approach it is really up to you. I can tell you, my recommendation is for you to learn more about what each one of these vitamins and minerals are responsible for in your body, where you can find them naturally in foods first. Ask yourself, am I eating enough of these foods? Because if you're not, I would start with food first. But if you're already eating these foods, if they're already a regular part of your diet, you might just be missing them or deficient in them due to gut permeability, at which point it would be your choice to decide which ones you want to start supplementing based on what they're responsible for. You may find that there's certain vitamins and minerals that simply by adjusting your diet, you'll overcome any current deficiency. But by learning what each one of the vitamins and minerals is responsible for in your body, you may also be able to identify areas yourself without even testing that you're like, oh, well, that explains. I'm certain I'm deficient just based on what this is responsible for and some of the symptoms if you're deficient. Now, you can do this. Don't be discouraged because you are so smart. Make some notes of where these nutrients can be found in your foods. And if necessary, create a list of some of the most important ones that you want to consider supplementation with first. The next most important question you should have is, how do I know where I can find quality supplements? Okay, here's where things can get kind of dicey, because there's no regulatory board or body that oversees the supplement industry. Meaning what you buy in the store may or may not actually be what it says it is. In fact, if you're really curious about this, one in particular I want you to listen to with the creator or the CEO of labdoor.com. That's L-A-B-D-O-O-R, labdoor.com. That's a company that at the moment, there aren't very many that do this, but they independently test supplements for their efficacy, value, and transparency in labeling. But again, I need to repeat, supplements are not regulated, which means just because you're buying a very expensive supplement or a supplement that your friend tells you is the best. There's nobody verifying if, in fact, it's legit. So it's really important that we do this ourselves. You've got to pay close attention and make sure that what you're taking is from a quality, reputable brand that has been subjected to independent testing. A lot of companies test stuff themselves, but I personally prefer to look at independent testing. And just because a line of supplements or a supplemental shake or maybe a supplemental drink of some type, just because it's associated with a direct selling organization or a network marketing organization, doesn't mean that it's bad. I mean, some might even argue that it offers you an assurance of quality. I want you to know this. It doesn't mean that it's good or bad just because it's associated with a group of people or people who are selling it or people who aren't selling it. The only thing that makes a supplement good or bad are the quality ingredients. So do your research. But I've got to warn you against using online reviews, anonymous reviews, and marketplace reviews as a means by which to evaluate whether a supplement is good or not. I mean, I did this at first. I went online and I would see that a particular brand of, say, magnesium had a bajillion positive reviews, way more than any other brand. So I thought, oh, well, that must be the best one. Not true. You've got to do your own research. Search your products and get guidance on a brand before you buy it. Look for third-party certifications that test for standard qualities like the NSF International, which is the National Sanitary Foundation. This foundation independently tests nutritional products to ensure that they actually include what they say they include, kind of like Labdor. There's also the USP certified label that you can look for, and they set standards for supplements as well. You can also trust NSF Sports, a certification for sports supplements, but just keep in mind that there's some really quality companies out there that perhaps they just haven't been around long enough to be able to afford the independent testing. And just because a brand or a product that you're looking for doesn't appear on Labdor.com, or just because it doesn't have the NSF or USP certification, now that doesn't mean that it's not a good product, but these companies do afford us a little bit more peace of mind when we can see that they've been certified. Always review the, quote, other ingredients list, because you want to avoid things in your supplements like dyes, waxes, inflammatory oils, and of course, sugars. They won't be called sugars. They'll be called everything but sugar on the label. Personally, I like to defer to my integrative healthcare provider. He or she is likely to have carefully selected the supplements that they offer as part of their practice. So even if you aren't working with an integrative medical professional, you can search for one locally, search for someone nearby, visit their store or practice in person, and buy your supplements over the counter. In addition to carefully reading the label, don't forget to check the expiration date. And just because supplements aren't regulated by the FDA doesn't mean you should take them carelessly. Read the label. Know if you should be taking the supplement with or without food. Introduce just one supplement at a time or each day to identify if you have any intolerances. Triple check medication or any other supplement that you might be taking to see if there's any possible negative side effects or adverse interactions from taking them together. Okay, so now how does all of this link back to weight gain? Well, let me just give you one example. Low levels of vitamin D are closely linked to depression, obesity, stress fractures, insomnia, lack of energy, weight gain, and thyroid dysfunction, just to name a few. And that's just one vitamin. A body that's deficient in vitamin D is going to be lacking key nutrients, and your body's, you're just going to feel fatigued and exhausted. You'll have brain fog, muscle aches. All of this slows down your body's ability to function at peak, all of which slows down the metabolism and packs on the pounds. Whether or not you supplement is a question for you. It's a question you'll need to answer for yourself. We cannot give you medical advice, but I encourage you to take control of your own health, to make a decision that's right for you, to ask for the test from your general practitioner. And if it's in the budget, to seek the help of a qualified and passionate integrative health professional. I want you to know what it feels like to feel good again. I really think most of us don't even know what it feels like to wake up and feel good, to wake up and feel great, to feel great all day and to have energy that sustains you until you go to bed, and then to be able to fall asleep easily. I mean, most people just don't even know what that feels like. You are worth the time and the effort that it takes to do the additional research. You are a smart, intelligent, and brilliant investigator. Now it's time to crack the case. And I am so proud of you.